question, we answer our non-physical limitation. Our only limitation is the individual human creator that's doing the asking.
And how are they limited?
Because they don't ask.
They don't ask.
All right. So
you know how people, they'll get on a session and they may even have a list of questions in front of them, and often they just sort of say, gosh, I feel so blissed out right now, I don't have any questions.
Yeah. And why are we bringing this up?
There's a question.
There's a question.
I know about questions.
That's a fool.
I know about questions. I'm just trying to figure out what is new about what Ian just said. It sounded new, but I was distracted, so I didn't catch it.
The context of the asker is the only limitation that's placed on non-physical in tandem.
Well, the context of the asker, how can that help those that get stunned during a session, private session?
Then anything that they're interested in knowing, bring that up from a topic standpoint, and we'll go on. We've saved the day more than once. But when they want to know bills of particular, they want to know intricate details, you know better than anyone that we can tear it up on that level. But if you talk about the air, then you could liable to go anywhere. If you just say, please describe the components of your atmosphere, well, see, that could go wide open. But if you start defining of which particles of argon affect your environment, then that streamlines the focused asking, and you're much more likely to get very specific answers, information. It's the same way how some folks have sessions with us, and they just want to know where their money checks are and how to work out their details or how to pay their rent or write their rent check. And other people go into very specific and want specific dynamics to create things, and many have. Business opportunities, different details. There is no limitation.
Mm-hmm.
The only limitation so far is the individual asker's propensity to ask the questions. We have no reason to reserve or withhold any asking. Well, we haven't so far.
Very good.
Except for Bob. We do that with Bob all the time.
So,
Bob, you're just being distracted. Bob is doing geckos.
No.
Gecko.
The thing is chasing geckos.
So let's go back to track.
What I get, see, you're not telling me what's
you're
new about it.
You're not hearing it.
No, I'm hearing it. I'm just wondering how could it be said new. And I'm thinking that people have a list of questions, and then they ask them, and they get stunned. They think that, okay, I'm not going to ask about National Geographic magazine because that's got nothing to do with my rent. And I suggest you ask about that because anything could connect to anything, and it might have something to do with your rent. That's the way I look at it. Is that what people
think? Sometimes, and you've seen this played out, where someone would have a collection of National Geographic that are pristine that they could sell or exchange for money to pay their rent, if you'd ask. So it's amazing how things can keep
happening. Yeah. So I'm saying that Finney's Wake shows us, by James Joyce, that every word evokes every other word in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So say any words, even though you don't know why you would be get an effect from it, is what I would suggest in a session. Like you should.
Oh, that's just like speaking to the angels.
That's a good point. That's a good way.
What's going on, and you speak to the angels, and you don't even know what you're saying, but the angels do.
See how we discover something new here, Carol? That's why you mumble with no semantic meaning to an angel, because an angel, anything can be evoked.
Mumble. We haven't mumbled.
Well, I'll call that. Anyway. Mumble means no semantic meaning.
Mumble.
Okay? Anyways, you speak with no semantic meaning.
Mumble, bound to stumble.
Right.
Let it rip. You'll find it grumble.
Okay, you get that, Carol?
Yeah.
See, people don't know why they do it without semantic meaning. They got some metaphysical supposition. But it is because anything you...
Metaphysical supposition, that's the thing. Spend the rest of the hour on that.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Come on, Bob. Get to join the show.
What do you mean? I'm making a good point here. Is there any applicability to the point that the content that you imagine of your mumbling to the angel, your whatever you're sounding, if you recognize that any sound could evoke any other sound semantically, that's why it's okay to do it without any intentional meaning, because it'll evoke anything.
Well,
something like that.
The angels get it.
The angels get what you really want. Okay. Well, that's a good point, Jim. Okay. See, we discovered something.
Boy, it was a white knuckle flight for us too, Bob. But yes, somehow you saved the day.
Yeah, I did it again.
And then white knuckle brings us back to the whiteout in Japan. So read Akito's letter.
Okay, he says. His letter memo.